What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. It's hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about the economic news right now. And as you know, China has already established the petro yuan. And now it looks like there is going to be a petro ruble. Russia has made a deal with Iran to use the petro ruble for oil trade. They're not going to go through the petrodollar. The de-dollarization of the world is underway. And that's what's got the United States in this war fever. Because without forcing the rest of the world to use the U.S. dollar and charging them interest on it, there is nothing left to hold up our economy, nothing left to pay this overwhelming debt with. We're at the end of the road for all of this. And the money junkies would rather risk blowing up the surface of planet Earth than have to be forced to be poor again when it all comes crashing down. Now, out here in Hawaii, Maui residents were very upset learning that their property taxes were going to increase by approximately $29 million for fiscal 2018. And according to county council members, the additional funding was needed to help provide better public services for Maui residents. As it turned out, that is not true. They're basically raising taxes on ordinary people to fill the gap in the state pension system. And there's a state employees retirement system. And Maui's contributions are going to surge 52%. So once again, they're taking money away from the people and saying, oh, it's really, we're going to give you more services for it. Didn't happen. It's being used to prop up the pension system, which, like so many other pension systems across the country, was defunded during that 2008 mortgage security fraud meltdown. And nobody has the strength of character to stand up and say, look, Wall Street made this mess. Wall Street ought to refund all the money to the pension plans. So instead, they turn around and say, well, you're just going to have to give us more money. And then somewhere down the road, we'll give it back to you. We hope. Maybe. I guess. Now, over in Russia today, they're talking to experts who are watching the situation in Great Britain. And they're noticing how more and more Britain's current government seems to be caught up or seems to have the majority of their time absorbed with fighting over Brexit, whether it's going to go forward or not. And apparently Theresa May postponed her cabinet meeting at Downing Street today. And they're looking at a whole bunch of serious problems. And a lot of people are speculating that Theresa May's government may actually collapse. Now, that may have been engineered by the Remainers, who would want to then put in a government saying, Brexit's canceled, we love the EU, we love the European Central Bank, we love our migrants and refugees coming in. Meanwhile, over in Romania, thousands of their workers are protesting against their government's planned fiscal measures. It's a repeat of what we saw in Cyprus and in Greece. You're all going to have to make do with less so the money junkies can have more. Apparently, a lot of people in France are very upset. Every year about this time, Paris has a Christmas fair along the Seine. And apparently this year they said, you know, it's really too tacky and it's offensive to some people. And so they canceled it. And so a lot of people are now upset about that as well. All right, let's talk about Weinstein and what's going on. And again, I'm starting to think that a lot of this is being encouraged by the Hillary camp. They're hoping to throw some celebrity scandals out there to distract you from Uraniumgate, Dossiergate, Primary Gate, all the rest of them. It's not going to work. But we are going to indulge and have a little bit of fun here. And so now we have, you know, these allegations against all these big stars. And again, some of these allegations are probably fake, desperate attempts at free publicity. Get the name in the media. It turns out rather interestingly that Harvey Weinstein, along with hiring this intelligence firm Black Cube, which is comprised of former Mossad and other Israeli intelligence agents, hired a high-profile attorney, David Boies, to go on out and find ways to sort of crush down this story, to go after the New York Times and try and get them to stop reporting on all of this. What's really interesting is this is the same lawyer who represented Al Gore in that 2000 Supreme Court case, Bush versus Gore. So he's come on back from the shadows there as well. Now, Corey Feldman has officially filed a report with the LAPD on Monday regarding sexual assault of children in the industry. And the LAPD confirms that they are going to investigate this idea that there is a Hollywood pedophile ring. So, Corey, keep your Kevlar underwear on, because you're reaching into the very, very high levels of power. Remember the Franklin scandal? Was another organized pedophile network. They were getting boys from Boys Town, no less, and shipping them all over the country. And some of them even got taken into the White House. It was a huge stink, came and went in the flash of a second, was never mentioned again. There was even a documentary made about it. Conspiracy of Silence, I think is what it was called. And it was scheduled to be aired on TV. It was even in the TV guide. You know, back before we had interactive guides on our computers. And apparently somebody went to the TV network that was going to run it and said, if you run this, we will pass laws that will make it impossible for you to continue in business. And so there was a last-minute substitution. And then some unknown party bought the entire run of VHS copies of this program that were going to be for sale. And they disappeared. But that wasn't the end of it, because a editing work tape surfaced of this film. And it's on YouTube. You can go look at it. And it's a big, ugly stink. And since then, we've had, you know, all these other allegations that apparently people in very high positions of wealth and power think that this is acceptable behavior. Or maybe they do it because it is an acceptable behavior and they're getting off on the thrill of getting away with it. I can do things that ordinary people would go to jail for. But it's part of the pathology. I guess, you know, if you're sick enough to be a money junkie, you're sick enough to abuse children. But it's lurking out there on the edge of our consciousness that something really horrible is going on. And I wish Corey Feldman luck as he moves forward on this. All right, let's talk about the Texas shooting, which has been seized on by the gun grabbers, even though the shooter was confronted and shot and chased by a law-abiding citizen with an AR-15. But that doesn't count anymore. We've got to take all the guns away. We've got to take all the guns away. And apparently there was a moment of silence Monday in Congress for the victims of the Texas church. And apparently California Representative Ted Lieu just got up and walked out during the moment of silence and said that he was not going to respect the victims in Texas because he's too busy ensuring the destruction of gun rights. All right, let's take a phone call here. Frank in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. Do you recall the name of the group that provided security for the World Trade Center complex back, you know, pre-9/11, at the time of 9/11?
I don't remember the name of it, but I think one of the Bush family members was part of that company.
Yeah, I think it was a Marvin Bush.
Yes.
One of the lesser talked about Bushes. I had forgotten that point, actually. But the reason I brought it up is because I remember, like, you know, when I was doing my research on 9/11, maybe, you know, 10, 11, 12 years ago, I remember the name of this group came up that provided security, and it was Kroll, K-R-O-L-L, K-R-O-L-L. And I don't recall that much about him, other than, like you say, Marvin Bush was was on their board or something or another. But a friend of mine, I was talking to her yesterday on the phone, and she said, here, listen to this. She had it on, I think it's called E. I guess that's a cable channel. And I think it's, yeah, you know, I think it's like entertainment or something, entertainment channel or something, where they talk about fashion or who knows what. But they were actually covering the Weinstein story, and they were saying that he had employed former Mossad agents from Kroll. Now, I just became aware of Black Cube. I've never heard of that before. But they were referring to this company, Kroll, which I'm wondering, is that the same company that, you know, former Mossad agents and whatnot that provided security so well for the World Trade Center that I remember from over a decade ago?
I don't remember the name of the company at the World Trade Center. I only remember the Marvin Bush connection.
Yeah, and, oh, God, I got his note on my phone, his name on my phone. There was another guy, just like in the past year. What was his name? Here's his name. He was a Hollywood producer. I think he made the film Fight Club, which I believe or not, I actually never saw. Arnon Milken.
L-C-H-A-N,
Arnon, A-R-N-O-N.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him. Yes.
Yeah, you know, he basically was acting as a Hollywood spy for Israel to do with the Department of Defense and all this kind of stuff. So I'm just, my point is, if this Kroll thing is connected to Weinstein, I mean, this stuff is going on. These intelligence operations and whatnot.
Okay, well, Frank, Mike in the control room basically just came on in and said that he seems to recall that the name of the security company with Marvin Bush was called either Securicom or later changed to Stratasec. So we're dealing with a different company.
I do remember. Yeah. Okay. Well, I remember it being Kroll. So maybe it keeps changing names too. I don't know what that would be about, but I'm beginning
to
wonder.
Well, it's about avoiding bad press. Look how often Blackwater changed their name. They went to Z and then something else, and you know, it's to avoid the bad press.
That's what I'm thinking. They keep reinventing their name, pretending like they're someone else. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, listen, thank you for the information. We're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. A couple of things. This Iranian deal, isn't that a form of treason? And also, when it happened, didn't America have a boycott on Russia during that time?
Well, there was a lot of stuff going on. I mean, don't forget, this was also back when all these Russian diplomats were being assassinated all over the world. So there was definitely something deep state going on. But the uranium, even without any sanctions or boycotts on Russia, the uranium is considered obviously a strategic material whose export is under serious government control. And they tried to sort of make this deal doable by saying that this was this Canadian company, even though the Canadian company was under the control of Russia's Rosatom. And so all these people inside the U.S. government had to sign off on it, and it's really spreading. It's not just Hillary. It's a lot of people that were in various other parts of the government. Apparently, Senator John McCain was officially notified that this stuff was going on and chose to do nothing with it. Now we've got the story we had earlier today about how decisions made by the Obama administration facilitated this deal. And apparently everybody was doing great off of this. But you're right. If, in fact, Russia is now our enemy, as we have been told repeatedly by the corporate media over the last several months, then allowing them to take control of 20% of our uranium ore and ship it who knows where around the world does amount basically to an act of treason. If that uranium has gone to countries that do not like us, they're now in the position of being able to build nuclear weapons. Because as I said earlier in the show, a basic uranium bomb, you know, like the little boy, it's actually very easy to build. The hard part is getting that uranium. Once you've got that, building the bomb is easy.
I guarantee you, and I could be wrong, I bet some of that uranium went to North Korea.
Could have. Some of it could have gone to Israel.
Well,
we don't know. That's the problem, that we don't know where it went. I mean, basically, the people who facilitated the Uranium One deal have totally undermined efforts at nuclear nonproliferation. They basically created this trap door, and a huge amount of uranium has now flowed out onto the world's black markets.
This is one of the biggest stories in America's history, but yet and still the mainstream media won't even talk about it.
No, they won't.
So, well, Mike, I'm going to let you go. You take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
Night bar included. I know you mentioned earlier about the chemical weapons that the U.S. is demanding that other countries give up and forfeit or whatever have you, pray tell what. But you know something? If you want another country to give up such, perhaps it would be a good idea if the said country or the government or military of said country does the same blooming thing and let it be done with.
With regards to the chemical weapons, there is a treaty that all parties agreed to destroy all their chemical weapons, and most of the other countries have now fully complied, including Russia, and it's the United States, which is delayed and dawdled and said, well, we'll get around to it eventually, but still has most of their chemical arsenal still intact.
Well, that's true, which leads into another aspect. I remember at one point you gave input or information regarding the aspect of what is called Morgellons at one point, being a plant-based problem or issue or whatever the case might be.
I suggested a theory that it might have been an accidental effect of genetic engineering on crops. Because the filaments that are growing out of the patient's bodies have been found to have plant DNA in them.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you clarifying that, because you led me into the same vein of thought that, well, since they're still doing chemical weapons for who knows where or whatever for and so forth, and using them on the people here in the U.S. as well, which goes without saying, it doesn't surprise me that such a thing like that would be occurring because of the genetic mockery or engineering or pray tell what you want to call it, crisscrossing, splicing genes this way and that way. It's no surprise that people are experiencing issues biologically because of that, because their food chain is being tainted.
Again, you're talking apples and oranges here, because the chemical weapons are chemical weapons. We're not talking about biological weapons at this point. And there's nothing to indicate that Morgellons had anything to do with a biowar agenda. It appears to me to have just been a bad accident by rushing these things out into the wild too quickly.
Well, that's true. That could be true, too. However, if something is biological, is that not still chemical? Because you have molecules and who knows what that's joined together to make up a biological particle, for that matter.
The definition of a chemical weapon is like phosgene gas or mustard gas. These are chemicals. They are not components of living things. And biological weapons are basically those weapons made from living matter. That's the difference between the two.
Oh, okay. So you're defining between something being synthetic and something actually naturally biological, then.
No, I'm not saying that either. They can both be synthetic. But like anthrax spores is a biological weapon, because anthrax is a life form, and sarin gas is a chemical weapon, because sarin is not a living thing.
Well, I appreciate the clarification on that, because believe me, you can pretty much send the everyday person's mind into a mind span or a heel span trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Okay, thanks, Michael.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go, and the phone lines are now open. Getting on back to the Texas shooting, and I was kind of hoping to let it fade away, but apparently NBC News has interviewed a survivor who was shot but survived, who is insisting there was at least one other shooter high up in the church, possibly on the roof as well. So are we looking at another staged event? Can't rule it out. And that is the sad reality about the times that we are living in right now. We'll be right back after these few words. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the Texas shooting, over at Judicial Watch, they have just come on out and said that they have confirmed that at least 1.1 million illegal immigrants voted for Hillary Clinton in the last election. I'm sure the number is probably a lot higher, but this they've got confirmed, 1.1 million illegal immigrants voted for Hillary Clinton in the last election. Our election system is a joke, and because of what Hillary did last year, we don't really know for sure who actually won yesterday's elections. We can't. We don't dare presume that our elections are producing the honest result of a vote of the legal voters. This is a crisis, and I would encourage Donald Trump to get his Commission on Election Integrity to get their act together and do something before next year's midterms, or we're going to have a Democratic Congress that will move to impeach Donald Trump. They've already said that's the plan. Take control of Congress, impeach Donald Trump. Now, getting on back to the Texas shooting, of course, the gun grabbers are out there saying, ban guns, ban gun, ban gun. A lot of people are going the other way. And they're saying it's time to take our guns to church. Because had there been one armed person in that church, You wouldn't have had 26 dead bodies. You would have had one. And remember, Matthew 10:34, I do not come to bring peace. I bring the sword. Luke 22:36, if you don't have a sword, sell your clothes and buy one. Now, at the church where Claire does her choir, we had a problem with some violent homeless people. Now, we didn't have guns, but we did have pepper spray. So it's not a ridiculous idea that one will carry self-defense weapons inside a place of worship. Now, let's get on to this whole politically correct nonsense, because apparently over at the University of Pennsylvania, there's a teaching assistant, Stephanie McKellop, who tweeted last October that she will always call on black women students first, other people of color second, white women third, and then if she has to, she'll call on the white men. This is her idea of leveling the playing field. And no, it isn't, and it's ignited a controversy, because you do not end racism by being racist. And we seem to have reached a point where the color of your skin or your sexual orientation or your gender is the dominating factor in your life's course. Forget about your abilities. Forget about your talents and skills. Forget about how hard you've worked to build those skills and talents and education. You've got to fit into somebody's little checkbox. Oh, we need a black, gay, transsexual something over here. And that's what they get. We need to return to a meritocracy where teachers are going to call on the students in their classroom who are the best and the brightest at what they're doing. And that's the way it should work. You call on the smart ones first. We're destroying our own civilization with all this nonsense here. Now, if you want to talk about nonsense, talk about it peaking. The California NAACP has gone on record saying it's time to drop the Star Spangled Banner as a national anthem. And apparently, the organization issued a statement demanding Congress rescind, quote, one of the most racist, pro-slavery, anti-black songs in the American lexicon as the national anthem. And this apparently is following up on Colin Kaepernick, who basically started this whole thing by kneeling when the national anthem was being played. This is an attack on our national identity. First, it was the Confederacy, then thereafter the U.S. flag, and now the national anthem. Now, if you look at the national anthem, there's nothing that's racist in there. It starts, "Oh, say, can you see?" Now, that may upset the visually challenged people, but I don't think that's a reason to drop the national anthem. It's about a battle and a flag. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And again, this idea that now you've got the California NAACP saying the national anthem is racist, pro-slavery, anti-black, and needs to be abandoned as the national anthem. I mean, this has really reached ridiculous extremes. And what's really happening here that needs to be paid attention to is that all of this screaming and crying and violence and so forth, and the utter ridiculousness of some of these suggestions, like we're going to call on the black students first in class and the whites only if we have to. It's not going to get rid of racism. It's going to make it worse. Because unless you're willing to treat everybody around you equally, all you're doing is shifting the direction of the racism, and that is not a fix. It is the violence of Black Lives Matter and Antifa are actually working against their stated agenda. But then maybe their real agenda is to keep race relations, race hostility fanned up to be exploited by the Democrats in the next election. Now, apparently, let's see, as part of the deal for the Time Warner merger, let me see if I can get back to that here. Yeah, basically, no, I'm going to have to let that go and hunt that down during the next commercial break here. All right. Apparently, 21st Century Fox has been holding talks to sell most of the company to Disney. And Disney would not get all of Fox, but they're going to get most of it. Fox is said to believe that a more tightly focused group of properties around news and sports would compete more effectively. So apparently 21st Century Fox is literally getting out of the movie TV business. They want to be the news network and sports network. And I don't know if that's going to survive. And I'll tell you something that's very frustrating for those of us who have cable TV. Have you noticed how many reruns there are? You know, we're always hearing about these new blockbuster movies, except they're not really turning out that good. There really isn't a lot of new product coming on out. The studios are basically putting all their money into these hugely expensive blockbusters that TV channels like HBO can't compete with, although HBO's been doing some great stuff. You look at Game of Thrones, for example. But unfortunately, as long as they're going to be out there pushing this or that group's propaganda, they're not going to get the audiences. You need to go back and look at the golden age of Hollywood during the Great Depression. People went to the movies to be distracted and entertained, not to be just reminded about what life was going on around them. That's never been a good formula. So if I were still in the industry, I'd be saying it's time for some plain old fun movies, you know, feel-good movies, fantasies, fairy tales, you know, fun stuff to take people away from the reality of what's going on around us right now. I noticed, however, the cable channels are starting to double up on the war movies, and I'm sure part of that is because Veterans Day is on Friday. But I'm sure the other part of it is they want everybody to think war is cool. War is what you see in the movies. And by the way, it is not. Now, interestingly enough, the FDA is now cracking down on claims that cannabis can cure cancer. And they're out there saying they're all unsubstantiated. There's absolutely no proof. And basically, they sent warning letters to four companies that are illegally selling products online that claim to prevent, diagnose, treat, or cure cancer without evidence to support these outcomes. And the products allegedly contain cannabidiol, the CBD, a component of the marijuana plant that is not FDA approved in any drug for any indication. Well, is the FDA looking out for you, or are they looking out for the cancer establishment? Because there are people out there who insist that they have cured their own cancer with CBD oil. One of them is Alan Parks. He's a comedian, and he was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer, and he was told by the doctors, you're going to die. Wrap up your personal affairs, get everything in order, you know, get the funeral home checked out, you are going to die. And he basically went on the CBD oil, and he's still alive and kicking. And we're actually going to have him on our show on November 16th to talk about it. Now, speaking of cancer, I've often commented that one of the weirdest victories, if you will, that advertising ever accomplished was to convince women that what naturally comes out of their bodies to feed their babies was somehow inferior to what was coming out of a factory in cans and bottles, baby formula. And the advertising apparently worked, and a lot of women moved away from breastfeeding, thinking they were actually doing what was best for their babies. But the fact of the matter is that what is in those factory-produced bottles is a very thin simulation of milk, and they still don't know everything that's in natural mother's milk. because they haven't really been looking. And apparently scientists have discovered a substance in mother's milk, human alpha-lactobumin, is lethal to cancer tumor cells. And apparently, it's already been tried out on mice. It attacks cancer cells without harming the healthy cells nearby. And it doesn't have any of the crippling side effects of chemotherapy. Well, you already knew that. Babies who are nursing on their mothers, they don't get sick. So, for you new young mothers, you might want to go back to the natural approach. Stop trusting these factories and the chemicals in the bottles and the cans. Remember that big stink, I think it was about last week, where all these baby foods were found to be contaminated with these heavy metals? I mean, it's not that hard to make baby food. Just take real organic healthy food, put it in a blender, hit puree, and you've got the baby food. How do these chemicals get in there? We don't know. But they're bad for the baby. Now, over in Minnesota, they have had an outbreak of tuberculosis. Now, remember, before this whole open borders, refugee, illegal immigrant thing, tuberculosis had been eradicated in the United States of America. I'm old enough to remember when that happened. When I was really young, tuberculosis was still a problem. And then there was this huge effort to eradicate it from the United States, and nobody was allowed to come into the United States without a TB test. And they're still keeping an eye out for it. When I got my job teaching over at UH Manoa, I had to get a TB test. So they're still on the lookout for it. But now, all of a sudden, thanks to the open borders, we have got all these illnesses coming into this country. There's even been cases of black plague in this country. So over in Minnesota, they've got this outbreak of tuberculosis. And what makes it worse is this is the multi-drug resistant strain. Very, very hard to fight, very hard to control, very expensive as well. And again, the short-sightedness of some of the policies that we've seen coming from the liberals. So what if some of you get TB? I mean, it's a small price to pay for a global society. It's going to be wonderful. Now, over in Great Britain, a family in Sussex is suing their doctor for giving their daughter, Jodie, 8 vaccines at once in 1993. Now, the parents had requested only the MMR, the mumps, measles, rubella vaccine, be given to Jodie, who was 14 months old at the time. And her mother had no idea that the doctor simply mixed in the polio, HIV, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccines in addition to MMR until she actually saw the vaccine card. And according to the parents, Jodie reacted to the shot immediately. She began shivering and shaking, developed a high fever, started high-pitched screaming, which is something other parents of vaccine-injured children say happens to them, refused food. She has been unable to speak since, and she can't do anything for herself. She requires round-the-clock care. She can still walk, but she suffers from many health issues such as epilepsy and autism. Now, one of the problems you have with the vaccines, the testing is not robust. And nobody's ever tested what happens when you put these vaccines into a single syringe and how they interact with each other, how the adjuvants in vaccine A may have an effect on the pathogen in vaccine B. But there's this huge, huge cover-up in the name of protecting vaccine profits because vaccines are something like a $30 billion a year business now. Now, I don't know what the system is over in Great Britain. Apparently, they're able to sue their doctor for this problem. But here in the United States, we're living in a society in which corporate profits are the top priority. And what is happening to ordinary people, it's treated like an annoyance, an inconvenience. Oh, we've had another vaccine-injured child. Won't they just go away? Now, here in Hawaii, The good news is that the actual plume of radioactive water from Fukushima still has not reached here. It passed north of us as part of the North Pacific Gyre, and it will eventually turn around after it ricochets off the west coast of North America and get here. But, unfortunately, 13 commonly consumed types of fish caught locally around Hawaii have been found to be contaminated with Fukushima radiation. They all have detectable cesium contamination, cesium 134, 137. And basically what it means is anybody eating the locally caught fish is at risk of contamination. And you need to understand the difference between exposure and contamination. Exposure to radiation is momentary, like a chest x-ray. If you are contaminated, if you have eaten or inhaled one of these tiny radiating particles, it sits in your body and it goes on radiating, and at that point, it's only a matter of time before the DNA damage leads to tumors or other problems. So this is going to be a real problem for seafood restaurants here in the islands. And the sushi places are already having to fly their fish in from South America. They don't dare catch the local fish anymore. So what is the world doing about Fukushima? Well, there's not much that they can do. And apparently France, which following Fukushima, said that they were going to cut their dependence on nuclear power to 50% by 2025, is now out there saying that, well, they're probably not going to be able to do that. They're backtracking on that already. All righty. Now, getting on down here, out in California, Government Moonbeam is out there saying the world needs brainwashing on climate change. He actually used that word. And he basically is trying to take this global warming out of the science arena where it's not doing well. And he's trying to make it an article of faith. And he's talking about how his history with the Jesuits and achieving transformation and getting people to believe. And he actually came out with this comment saying, at the highest circles, people still don't get it. It's not just a light rinsing that's required. We need a total, I might say, brainwashing. So that's what he's talking about. We're going to brainwash you into believing that human activity is warming the world, and then you will happily pay a carbon tax and do what we tell you. That's the thinking they're coming out there. And there's been a little bit of an embarrassment in the climate change, global warming orthodoxy. And this is going back to the Paradise Papers, because it is revealed that Prince Charles' estate secretly bought shares in an offshore company that would benefit from a rule change to Britain's climate policy. And apparently, the Duchy of Cornwall invested $113,000 in an offshore carbon credits firm run by, quote, a close friend, end quote. The prince then made a bunch of speeches on the rules surrounding carbon credits, and the rules were changed, and the duchy almost tripled the value of their investment in just over a year. I keep telling you, this is all a scam to get money, to get power, to get control. And we're already seeing signs of an early hard winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. Snow is arriving early in a lot of places. It's arriving heavier than normal for this time of year. Now, the global warming people are out there saying, well, there's still, the ice is melting in Antarctica. You humans are melting the ice in Antarctica. Yeah, all we have to do is go down to Antarctica and take pictures of the melting ice, and that will prove it. Of course, the last time they tried to do that, they got stuck in the ice. But as it turns out, NASA has discovered evidence that there is a lot more volcanic activity underneath Antarctica than Mount Erebus. And it is this geothermal activity that is leading to some of the melting observed on the surface. Apparently, underneath Antarctica, there is a mantle plume like we have underneath Hawaii. And that is where the heat is coming from. Every time they say the humans are warming the ocean, the first thing I say is, how many active thermal vents and volcanoes are there on the floor of the world's oceans? And they'll go, I don't know. And I say, well, don't feel bad. It's a trick question. Nobody knows. Nobody knows how many active thermal vents and volcanoes are pouring heat into the ocean depths. And if you don't know that, and you can't correct for that, then any studies that claim to know how much humans are warming the ocean are just so much scientific wild guesses to keep the funding flowing in. Along with everything else in our society, even science has been perverted by money. And it's a shame to see. Now, a little bit of good news out there, though. Bill Nye, the not-so-very-scientific guy, is admitting that his climate change crusades are not getting anywhere. He's not getting any traction with them. And the reason is because so many people can look out their windows and see the snow for themselves. We'll be back after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go to the phones here. Cliff in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
Doing fine.
I have a question. Now, I haven't been able to hear your show today. I catch you the following day on YouTube. So I don't know if you've gone over this or not, but I didn't hear anything yesterday on the show. And I'm trying to understand how a U.S. senator can be savagely beaten in his driveway and sustain the kind of injuries that we know he sustained, and the guy gets off with fourth-degree assault and gets out of jail the next day on, like, $7,000 bail. Now, if this happened in Rand Paul's district, I would think that the people of that area would have a lot of questions for the local police and why something more isn't being done about this. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, well, first of all, the guy who assaulted Rand Paul was his neighbor. I mean, obviously, senators and congressmen keep their addresses secret so that people who don't like them don't know where to find them. And the neighbor's not off the hook. He's, as you say, he's out of jail on bail, but he's still facing a trial, and he could still be looking at some serious jail time. Normally, Secret Service protection is not extended to members of Congress unless there is a known direct threat to them. But I can imagine Rand Paul just being in his own driveway, just was not expecting this attack at all. And apparently Rand Paul is still not clear why he was attacked in the first place. And I imagine that his attacker is not going to say anything until he's actually in the court.
Have you heard any details about how he sustained the injury? I mean, was he kicked or hit with an object, or what's the story there?
I don't know if there was an object involved, but obviously, you know, fists and punches, because most of the injury was to his rib cage, and apparently four of his ribs were cracked, some of them all the way through, and there may have even been a puncture to one of the lungs.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It doesn't sound like the kind of injuries that would come from a being punched or a fist fight. It sounds like, I mean, you could make the case that it was attempted murder. If you're hitting someone in their ribs, that's where all their vitals are. So it just seems really odd to me that in Rand Paul's own district, I mean, if I attacked my neighbor for whatever reason and did that kind of damage, I would be sitting in jail. I wouldn't have gotten off on a fourth-degree assault. It would be a more serious. It would be a probably not a misdemeanor. And I'm just trying to understand how, to a U.S. senator, I mean, what kind of message does that send to everyone else? I mean, you can go and savagely attack a standing U.S. senator in his own district, in his own property, and get off on such a minor charge.
Well, it's not sending a very good message. I agree with that. But what's more alarming is that this attack appears to have resulted because for the last several months, we have been seeing this message that violence is okay against those whose politics you don't agree with. We certainly got that from Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all the liberals who were screaming and crying over Donald Trump's victory. Going to have to let you go, Cliff. We got to do a station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.